Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This Action 3 News Weather Alert update is brought to you by Exarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. 80% chance of some showers, thunderstorms throughout today, a high of 70 expected. And then tomorrow, 70% chance of some showers, a high of 80 in the forecast. Right now, 59 degrees. Watch Jim Flowers and the Weather Alert team on Action 3 News. There's no safer place in a storm. Here's your traffic update with Candy Carlisle.
We have two separate accidents on the Dodge Expressway. You've got that earlier crash westbound being cleaned up at 114th. That still has you jammed up and really very slow along northbound 680 because of that to exit at Dodge. Another wreck being reported now in the eastbound lanes of the expressway at about 136th Street. That, too, is causing some significant delays. You might want to avoid Dodge. You can always try your luck this morning, east or westbound on Pacific, to make sure you get to work on time. I'm Cammy Carlisle. That's your traffic update on the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Thank you, Cammy. It's 8:06. Here are your news headlines. Well, the annual Berkshire Hathaway shareholders meeting has wrapped up another weekend. This was a special one. It was the 50th anniversary. More than 40,000 people gathered in Omaha to hear the Oracle speak. Speak!
The Oracle, what have you to say about the money?
More money, please. The Oracle has spoken. Definite crowd pleaser, stole the show, was Sunday, Borsheim's commemorative cushion cut. Fancy yellow 50-carat diamond was on hand for sale, $1.7 million. I don't know if anybody bought it, but everybody got to stand around and watch Warren Buffett play table tennis with an Olympian, as well as Bill Gates was also there. God, all that money in one room.
I don't know.
Think about that. Like, how much... I mean, you see the security guards and you're just like, yeah, no kidding. I mean, that's a whole lot of wallet talent in a confined area. A man's been arrested after he allegedly attacked two Lincoln police officers. The officers were investigating a vandalism incident at a building near South 13th and E Streets on Friday afternoon when a 27-year-old allegedly punched two officers, knocking one of them unconscious. Police used a taser to subdue the suspect. The suspect and the injured officers were taken to the hospital as a precaution. He now faces two counts of assaulting a police officer, one count of assaulting a hospital employee, and a single charge of resisting arrest. He was having a bit of a day.
Don't tase me, bro. Well, see, that's the problem. See, everybody's mad at cops right now. So
yeah, they are.
All super, uber disrespectful.
Getting all...
But you know what? However much you do, you ultimately always lose that battle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. The cops are going to win.
I mean, don't tase me, bro.
For the first time in the fundraising event's 3-year run, Omaha Gives is doing something a little different. You can schedule a donation for the May 20th campaign as early as today. OmahaGives24.com. You can go ahead and schedule it from now until May 19th. People can fill out the donation form at the website, and then the gift will be processed on May 20th, the day set aside for the annual campaign. Pretty big deal. Last year, they had about 569 nonprofits that were participating. This year, it's up to 702.
Jeez.
Yeah. Last year, more than 18,000 individuals gave a total of $6.3 million. The foundation, they don't have a monetary goal for 2015, just as much as the community wants to give. But, there's bonus dollars. So, like, they do different things. Like, you know, there's companies out there that'll match. If a certain company's ahead, they'll get stuff. So there's hourly drawings. You get participation prizes throughout the day. It's a really neat event. It's been going on for a couple of years now, but it is OmahaGives24.com if you want to check it out and see if there's any nonprofits locally that you want to help support.
Yeah, the whole list is right there on their site, too.
Yeah.
So.
Party wanted to give to the 100 Black Men of Omaha Incorporated until he found it wasn't a dating site.
It's like, oh, man.
100 Black Men of Omaha. The mission of the 100 Black Men of Omaha is to improve the quality of life in Omaha by helping our youth reach their fullest potential.
That's pretty cool.
I've never heard a lot of these.
I haven't either.
It might be worth it to go to the website today and just kind of peruse.
Yeah.
The 402 Arts Collective, because we's from the 402, yo.
The 402.
I've never heard of these. 48 Stars is a documentary film that explores the World War II era through the eyes of the people who lived it. So it's kind of like crowdfunding and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, look at that. This is really nice.
Yeah, one day, you know, they really make a big push, but there are a lot of companies that are on hand to help basically match funds. So if a group receives 1% of the total funds raised, it'll get 1% of the bonus money. So they get, like, bonus money and things like that.
Party, there's an a cappella group on here. When are you going to own a...
Soon.
So you can...
The Tone Rangers?
The Tone Rangers are on there? Get out of here.
He's totally waiting to join the Tone Rangers. There's the a cappella Omaha Chorus and Sweet Adeline.
Oh.
Sweet Adeline.
I just don't want to have a solo... I can sit in the background and be that guy.
Why would you want to solo?
Your part? Well, you're just a harmonizer.
I just want to harmonize. I don't want to. I don't want to steal the stage.
If you're going to do something, do it 110%.
Oh, I agree. That's what I want to do. 110%.
Well, then I'm just saying.
That's
just
my 110.
Go and own it. Go and own it. The FBI is identifying one of the suspected gunmen involved in a shooting outside an anti-Muslim event in North Texas. They're saying that it was an Arizona man who had previously been the subject of an FBI terror investigation.
But the shooters are dead, right?
Yeah, they were both killed.
Oh, they're dead.
This guy who's been identified and the other suspect were killed by police in Garland, Texas, after they opened fire Sunday night outside a so-called Draw the Prophet Muhammad contest and art exhibit. Most Muslims consider any depiction of the Prophet Muhammad to be highly offensive, if not outright blasphemous. The FBI bomb squad are reportedly using a robot to do an initial search of this suspect's apartment. It's in Phoenix. Agents think that he sent several tweets prior to the attack in Garland.
There's no think. I mean, we're looking at it right now. You can look at the tweets.
Right. The tweets are there, but they believe that this is the guy that sent them. Hashtag Texas attack, all this stuff. So 5 years ago, this suspect was convicted of lying to federal agents about his plans to travel to Africa. So I think he's been, you know, on the radar for a while, but obviously nothing quite as violent as what happened yesterday. Baltimore is trying to return to normal as a citywide curfew was lifted. National Guard's going to start leaving. Hundreds gathered yesterday for a day of prayer and peace. Baltimore's state attorney on Friday announced that the six city police officers are going to face various charges of second-degree murder, manslaughter, assault, and misconduct in office over the death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray, died last month after his spinal cord was somehow severed in a police van. And the two more Republicans are running for president. Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Farina officially announced her campaign on her Twitter account this morning. And then Dr. Ben Carson also is seeking the GOP nomination for
president. How about having a doctor for president? Would you call him Mr. President or doctor?
Doctor.
Could you call him Dr. Mr. President or would you call him Dr. President?
Dr. Mr. President.
Dr. Mr. President. Well, would you be Dr. President then?
I don't, those are all things we'd have to work out.
See what I'm saying? Like, you know how you're no longer like Mr. DeGan anymore. You're Dr. DeGan. So would you be Dr. President? Just saying. It'd be kind of interesting to see what you have to do. So Dr. Ben Carson, he is going to make a formal announcement later today in Detroit where he is a retired neurosurgeon. That's where he grew up.
So he's got a big brain.
Yeah, huge brain.
And he's got great hands.
Good hands.
Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, neurosurgeon.
You have to have incredible hands.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to think, like, you know, you're somebody like that and how careful you have to be with what you do with your hands. I mean, that's your whole life, your whole livelihood. The biggest
and
fight...
And your eyes.
Yeah, I guess so, but they have all those things
this,
now.
This guy, Ben Carson, by the way, came from poverty, becomes a pediatric neurosurgeon who
Good
are
Lord.
Just absolute rock stars.
Yes.
You save children. He was the first pediatric neurosurgeon to successfully separate twins conjoined at the head.
Ugh. Yikes.
Wow.
Yeah. Where was that? It couldn't have been here.
I don't know. John Hopkins University.
Good Lord.
Or hospital.
Wow. I mean, that's seriously God's work. I mean, when you're doing pediatric neurosurgeon, that's just, I mean, that is unbelievable.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't handle it.
No.
I mean, and
no.
Think how you'd be torn. What if you had the gift? I've got the gift, but I don't know if I could handle... I don't think I could handle one losing a patient.
No, gosh,
but you're
no.
the guy that's got to do it.
Yeah, then you got to do it with the family.
Save little Jimmy, and Jimmy's got like a 20% chance of surviving it. But if we don't do anything, he's got 0%. So, but you're the guy. You're
and you don't pop your collar when
you're
you
the
win.
Hero. No,
yeah, it's just another day in the job.
Right.
That's why they get paid lots of money.
Yeah. Right.
Biggest fight in boxing pay per view history. Is leaving many people with buyer's remorse. Mm. The Floyd Mayweather Jr. Manny Pacquiao fight failed to live up to the hype, according to quite a few critics. Mayweather remained undefeated, 12-round decision, pocketed a $100 million payday.
I think it should have been 15 rounds.
12 seems like a lot.
Well, 12
Does anybody
the norm.
Make it to 12 anymore?
These fights sure. do. There's not a lot of knockouts. You know they're all going to go to the distance, and so you got to get your points.
I guess the last time I really watched boxing was Tyson, and where it was just like you were lucky to get it through a round. Like he was just cleaning everybody's clock and be like, done.
Yep.
The pizza's not even here.
How about Michael Buffer? That guy still has a gig. Let's get ready to rumble!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, that guy.
But they have like
Isn't he a twin?
They had the two famous ring announcers, Michael Buffer and Jimmy Lennon Jr. were both there. So Jimmy Lennon Jr. did most of the announcing through the whole deal. And then right before it started, he hands the mic to Buffer. And all he says is, let's get ready,
ready to rumble.
That's
it.
And gets paid. I wonder what their takeover is.
Oh, my God.
Enough.
A lot. They're saying when the numbers are finally released that the fight itself brought in around $500 million. That's what they're guessing is going to be like the final payday for everybody involved. So whether Mayweather is going to, you know, get back in the ring with Pacquiao, word is that, you know, he has no plans to do a rematch. He's won and he's happy about it. The newest royal still has no name. There are reports that Britain's Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge will reveal the baby's name after she's had a chance to meet her great-grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, which could happen today.
Buffer, by the way, is worth like $400 million.
Good Lord, really? For all he has to do is say, let's get ready to rumble?
Right. Well, I'm sure there's more there than just that, but yeah.
What,
$400 million
what,
dollars.
Clean both dressing rooms?
I don't know.
The other guy's catchphrase is, it's showtime.
It's showtime.
I swear to God, and they have these phrases copyrighted.
It's showtime.
Let's get ready to rumble. That one's famous.
Yeah, well, it's showtime is famous, too.
Not, I would, whatever.
She's trying to hang.
It's famous. I don't watch any of this stuff. Back to the baby. Duchess Kate gave birth to the little baby girl on Saturday. 8 pounds, 3 ounces. She's adorable. Oh, my God. I want to get my hands on that baby. Just want to find out what her name is.
What's wrong with you people? You guys are all crazy out there wanting to know the name. That's the new phenomenon. It's all over the news.
I know.
When's the name? When's the name? When's the name? It's like, who cares?
Because look
at...
it's
a big deal. Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
Don't think of it as a baby. Imagine if it was a motorcycle.
Oh.
So us men all the time would be like, oh my God, Porty got a motorcycle. Oh. I want to check it out. I want to check it out. I want to check it out. And we'd be like, right, it's just a motorcycle. It's just a stupid bike. We're like... I gotta see that motorcycle, man. Let me sit on it.
Just dying to know what her name is. So they're running bets, like they're bet makers in London, and I guess Charlotte and Alice are like the two leading contenders of what they think possibly might be the new little lady's name. But I guess Kate Middleton is getting extra points. She delivered without epidural. She did it au naturel. No drugs.
Does anyone do that anymore?
Yeah, tons of people. I have all
that's
sorts
called
of
labor,
friends.
Baby.
I'm like, that's why labor. God invented drugs. I couldn't get that epidural fast enough.
As they always say, you know, I mean, why call it labor if you're going to use an epidural?
Oh, what are you talking about?
That was a big party statement.
I was going to say, what?
Statements of that man are not reflective of the
listen, you ding-a-ling. I'd love
we've
to
never
see
had
last.
One, dude. We don't.
Well, I know. It's a joke. I know. I mean, I'm not really being a dick like that. I'm just kidding. Mm. But it's always whenever you say that in a group of people, it always stops everything. It's
mad.
Funny.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's like relax. Come on. We know it's.
I almost missed my window with my daughter.
Ooh, that had to be
it
a
happened.
Panic.
Oh, I did. I heard whispers.
You're like no.
I heard whispers of.
I want to hear that
like,
story.
Too far. Whoa. I was like, whoa.
That's pretty
whoa,
actually
whoa.
Pretty common.
Yeah.
Women hit the windows.
So they hit the window, then they can't
close.
Do the epidural.
It's too
the baby's
like
too
at
close.
This point, oh. They're like, by the time it kicks in, you'll have, like, it's that...
Delivered or whatever?
My daughter, they always say this about baby number two, that the labor is a lot quicker. They're like, if you had a fast labor the first one, the second time around, be in the car, be ready to go.
And just like opening up the trunk and...
Yeah, because your body knows what to do. Yeah. Like, it's like your body's like, oh, we did this, you know. And I am not kidding. It was like... My daughter wasted no time. She was zero.
Like, I'm out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but there were rumblings of no epidural. I was like, oh, no, there will be drugs.
What do you do? I mean, I'm
you
sure you just
scream,
have to deal with it.
You
scream,
you get,
cry.
It's so funny. Your husband becomes Shirley MacLaine in terms of endearment. She needs her drugs. She needs the drugs. Nobody wants to see their wife like that. It's right. Very upsetting. It's really. She's like, I will kill you.
It sounds horrific.
Yeah, it's a beautiful moment for everyone. A new study found that the kids who sit in the middle seat of the family car grow up to be more successful than their siblings. So take that, people who want the front seat or the, you know, the windows. That kid stuck in the middle, he's a gunner.
He's usually the youngest, though, right?
Yeah.
Youngest? Yeah, usually the youngest is the one that gets trapped in the middle because you're like the low man on the totem pole. So of the five seats in the car, we all know that the middle seat in the back is like the worst. You're squeezed in. Both sides by other people. So there's a new study that found that kids who usually got stuck in that middle back seat grow up more successful than siblings who got to sit by the windows.
Who?
I know.
Came up with this study.
A young brother. Probably some young brother who's trying to stick it to his older brother.
Probably.
I'm serious.
She's like, you picked on me?
Yeah.
I'm rich.
90% of middle managers say that they usually sat in the middle seat, as did 72% of business owners and 62% of people in upper management. The theory is that those rough days in the car give you key business skills, like being adaptable, rolling with the punches, and staying level-headed in uncomfortable situations. Basically, that it conditioned you to be, you know, savvy in business because you basically had to, like, find your inner zen.
Really?
As you were sandwiched between siblings. Does anybody even sit in the middle seat anymore? Is there such a thing as the middle seat? I feel like everybody gets their own seat now. Everybody's got their own, like, you know, space
sure
chair.
I mean, they might be sitting in a baby's seat, but it's in the middle, you know, position.
It's just weird because I never think of anybody sitting in the middle anymore because everybody's got car seats and there's, you know, where you can sit and what you can do. Anyway, apparently if you were a middle seat sitter, you have a chance to being something amazing. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, continue to be listening all day for a chance to get yourself qualified to win $10,000 in the month of May, every weekday.
Oh, I can't
in the month
wait.
Of May, except Memorial Day. We'll be giving you five chances a day to win $100 and get qualified to win $10,000. Someone will win $10,000. They'll walk away Saturday, June 6th, a winner.
You bet. And the next chance, by the way, to get in on this is going to happen in the 9 o'clock hour, so between 9 and 10 this morning, all right? So make sure you stay here and tune in. It's 8:22 right now. 70s your high. It's an 80% chance of some rain. Same story tomorrow. It looks like 80 is going to be the high. Right now it's about 62 degrees. 8:23.
Listening to the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Shop staples by January 31st to get up to 50% off select HP printers. Plus, get quadruple staples rewards with a qualifying HP ink or toner purchase. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions apply. Staples, make more happen.
There is a city where the darker side of crime thrives.
There's a war coming. There will be chaos. This is not a city or a job for nice guys.
But where there's evil, there is also hope.
People of Gotham deserve to know they're not going to stop.
Legendary villains.
Call me the new queen of Gotham.
Epic heroes.
You think you know what I'm capable of? You have no idea.
The Gotham season finale. Don't miss the last 5 minutes that will change everything. Then, an all-new The Following, tonight on Fox. Starting at 7 on Fox 42.
And I get lost in your eyes.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning. 8:31. We got a high today of 70 degrees. 80% chance of rain. Tomorrow, 70% chance of rain. High of about 80 degrees. It's about 62 degrees right now. Hello, what's up? Who's this?
Hi, this is Kylie Gross from Logan School.
What can we do for you, dear?
I'm just calling. We are doing a fundraiser for one of our little guys, Kellen. He's in second grade. And he was diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma back in November.
Oh, Bubba.
Okay, that's terrible.
And he has been fighting really strong, and we just wanted to do a little something to make him know that we're all here fighting with him and supporting him. So we decided to do a fundraiser called Flock to Fight with Kellen.
Okay.
And we have a Facebook page that's also called Flock to Fight with Kellen, and that's open to the public, and people can get order forms. And you can sponsor flamingos, and then we have flamingos right outside the Logan Magnolia School, so Kellen can see pictures, and then when he comes home from children's, he can drive by the school and see all of us flocking together to fight with him.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, that's really cool.
All right.
Yeah.
So are these like the plastic pink flamingos, or?
Yep, they're little plastic pink flamingos. Oriental Trading was awesome and really worked with us. So we have about 800 flamingos, and I'm ordering another 400.
Holy smokes. Okay.
That's about 20 minutes. Wow.
Isn't that the beauty of social media? I'm looking at your picture right now.
That's so cool.
Of all the little...
Right.
All the flamingos.
Oh,
all right, so no. I'm joining.
Perfect. I'll accept you right away.
Flock to Fight with Kellen, K-E-L-L-E-N.
Yeah. All right,
well, that's neat. How's he doing today?
He actually is moving back from... He's moving home. So.
Okay.
Look at all those birds.
What is the history behind those birds? I remember just...
I thought they were going away. That was the sad thing. Wasn't there like a couple years ago, they were like the end of the pink flamingo and people were but I'm happy to see that they're back and back strong. I mean, that's a lot of flamingos.
Yeah. We hope to get many, many more. He wants to drive by on his way home. So we want to have as many as we can, obviously. So awesome of you to help us get the word out.
Logan Magnolia Elementary School, people can get one flamingo for $10 or three flamingos for $20. Okay.
Yep.
You're a good woman. Thank you for bringing awareness to this, too, dear.
Thank you so much for helping us get the word out.
Oh, you bet.
Sure, darling.
All right, see you later.
Yep, have a good day.
You too. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, that is the power of social media. I wish more people use that for things like that as opposed to videos of themselves after a good workout.
Well,
hating on people working out.
I thought it was kind of inspiring seeing all the people that ran the Lincoln Half Marathon.
Yes, by the way, that's fantastic.
I didn't think that seemed too showy. That seemed pretty proud. That I'm like, all right, that seems cool. I saw lots of people holding the medal. So
yes.
If you ran the Lincoln Half Marathon yesterday, at the end of the race, you get to race into Memorial Stadium down in Lincoln. And man,
you know
the
what?
Look on people's face, that looks real and priceless.
I have friends that did it.
Accomplishment.
And they just wanted to finish it. Didn't matter how long it took. And
that's
how lazy
says.
I am.
The medal says finisher. That's all it is. And everyone was showing their time. People are proud of their time.
Yeah.
But the race is like, don't worry about the time. You finished. You get that medal for finishing.
Now, why are we doing stuff like that? What is wrong with us?
Because you were sleeping.
You know?
Because you were sleeping off the Pacquiao fight.
You were sleeping. In the little shed
eye. Like, woo! Did I eat that all by myself?
And I was golfing.
I guess that's why we didn't go. Okay, now we have an excuse. All right. That's a good excuse.
Those are pretty good excuses. As far as if you're really looking for deadbeat excuses.
Yeah. All right, we're going to share this link and help Kellen out, okay? You can find it on our Big Party Morning Show Facebook page and Twitter, Big Party Show, all right? You should be following it anyway. All right, we have celebrity news coming up, Molly.
Tiger Woods is single, and it looks like David Beckham has rung in 40 years old joining social media. We'll tell you about that coming up next.
All right, it's 8:35.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1. Honey, I just heard from U.S. Bank. The home's all ours.
It's all ours.
We found the one.
Our piece of the dream.
Home sweet home.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Resident.
We have a high of 70 today. It's about 61 right now, and we have a good chance of rain. It's like 70, 80% chance the next couple of days. All right, take 44. Celebrity news with Molly.
So we're getting ready to say goodbye to David Letterman. His last show as head of Late Night is going to be May 20th. And CBS is getting a special together. It's going to air tonight. Ray Romano is playing host to David Letterman, A Life on Television. And it's going to offer viewers a family-friendly look at the late show's David Letterman. It's a 90-minute special. And they say if you have kids, you should wake them up. The special's host. If they haven't seen any of the old Dave, they have to see some of this. So tonight, it's going to be special. They're gearing up, basically. Gosh, I can't believe that later this month, Wednesday.
It's all over.
May 20th, he's going to be gone. It's going to be gone. Tiger Woods is single. He and girlfriend Lindsey Vonn have split after 3 years of dating. She took to Facebook to share the news. She said it was mutual, that they mutually decided to end their relationship, which sounds like Tiger got dumped.
Apparently she only likes to date winners, huh?
Winner!
Tiger, sorry.
So terrible.
Dave's for closers. Tiger not closing. Yeah. I feel sorry for. It's like he's having a tough year.
Yeah, empty promises.
Mm. He's having more than a tough year. It's been a tough couple of years.
But I mean, they're both athletes. She seems like she's type A, and she's like, "We had the talk, Tiger.
Right?
That I can't keep dating you if you're not going to be a closer. So winners date Lindsay,
right?
Not losers.
She's an Olympian.
Loser."
So
loser.
There you go. But single once again. He's 39. Tiger Woods is 39, and Lindsey Vonn is 30. They were last seen together about a month ago. And that was when, before the Masters, I guess when he lost the Masters, maybe that was the beginning of the end. Pack your things and go. Closing.
Well, you know, they say why a lot
coffee
of people...
Coffee is for closers.
They say why a lot of people break up is because of empty promises.
Well, seems like a good start, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But why else are we breaking up?
Is that what you've heard a lot?
No.
I'm just saying. Empty promises? I think everybody, I think any kind of failed relationship is probably somebody's not, you know, holding up some end of the deal. David Beckham celebrated his 40th birthday on Saturday. He went to Morocco, and he also joined Instagram. The former pro soccer player joined in Marrakesh by his wife, Victoria, or we all know her as Posh Spice, and their kids, as well as celebrity pals like Gordon Ramsay, Eva Longoria, Liv Tyler. They were all on hand to help him celebrate turning 40.
Ooh, that's had to be a big moment for Beck. For David Beckham.
David Beckham. He looks amazing. Looks fantastic. I mean, just absolutely timeless. He took a picture and joined Instagram, and there are all these beautiful photos of where they were in Marrakesh. I mean, gosh, talk about paradise. That just looks absolutely
stunning. Yeah, he's on another strata.
Yes.
Of where the rich live.
We're all hoping that somebody treats us to blue on our 40th birthday. He's like, I'm going to Marrakesh with friends. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
There we go. And I guess the weekend box office was a pretty good to Avengers Age of Ultron, secured the number one spot, but failed to break the opening record set by its predecessor, the Avengers, the first Avengers movie.
I'm surprised you didn't run out. See, we were on Midtown Crossing yesterday, and it seemed like people were buzzing in and out of that theater.
I wanted to, and I had several opportunities to that were then defeated by an illness that has plagued my house.
Why can't you use the illness as an excuse that you need to get out?
Exactly.
Well, I was going to, but then I felt bad. Saturday, I was going to go out, but the kids were got the stomach flu, and so I felt bad leaving my husband high and dry so I could go see a movie. It seemed cruel. Well, then cut to my husband getting it, and then I couldn't leave because he was absolutely incapacitated with the stomach flu to take care of our
children.
This
is that scene in 28 Days Later where the zombies are attacking the house.
Yes.
And you can either stay and die with your family,
right,
or you slam the door on him and bolt.
There you go.
I guess I'm the stay and die type of gal. I haven't gotten it yet. I'm still virus free.
We can live virus free and see the Avengers. Or
that's
we can
the plan
be
for today. That's
the plan
for
today?
Today. Fingers crossed that that's the plan, and I'm hoping that I'm able to squeeze in a matinee. Peter was my husband was so sweet. He's like, I know you really wanted to go. I know it's got Chris.
Of course, this is how we spread the plague, though, is that Molly will be alone. Well, not will be alone. She'll be alone by herself, but in the theater full of strangers today.
Yep. Yep.
Coughing
exactly.
All over. Spreading the germ.
Getting it, licking my hand and then just rubbing it all over stuff.
It's too late for you. It's time to self-quarantine.
I'm going to this movie. I'm going. I deserve it. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, 849. Your high today is going to reach about 70 degrees. It's going to be rainy all day. Looks like an 80% chance, and I don't know, maybe it'll clear up. Who knows? Across fingers, who knows anymore? But 70% chance of showers, high of 80 tomorrow. Right now it's about 62 degrees. Next hour, someone's going to win $100 and be in the drawing to win $10,000.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Think about it. What would you do with $10,000? Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1. Every weekday in the month of May, we're qualifying people for the 10K giveaway. And someone is going to win $10,000. Just listen for the Channel 94.1 cash register. When you hear it, be the night caller at 402-938-9400. And you'll win $100 on the spot.
Thank you.
Plus, get registered for the 10K giveaway at Shadow Lake Town Center, Saturday, June 6th. It's simple. You listen.
we dish out the dinero.
The 10K giveaway
for the entire month of May.
Only on Omaha's number one hip music station.
Channel 94.1.
Ford is taking the EcoBoost Challenge all across America so everyone can test drive America's best-selling brand.
Oh, wow. Ford has really stepped up.
I definitely feel the EcoBoost.
They really kicked the competition's butt on this.
So come get behind the wheel and experience the new Ford lineup for yourself.
Awesome. I want to do it again and again and again.
My opinion of Ford has dramatically changed.
Now during the EcoBoost Challenge at your Midwest Ford dealer, get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2015 cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossovers when financed through Ford Credit. Go to yourmidwestforddealers.com, then visit your local Midwest Ford dealer for a test drive today. Not all buyers will qualify. 60 months at $1,667 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Shelby GT500 or...